Wake up.
It's me.
Snap to it.
Sorry, I was taking selfies.
What?
Sorry. I'm Snapchatting, so to do that, you have to, like, take a picture or something.
Oh, excuse us. Should the radio wait for you?
Sorry.
Who are you Snapchatting with?
A girl from school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who? So,
I'm not going to talk about people in the air.
They didn't sign a release?
Well, it's, I don't know. If someone started talking about me on the radio without my permission, I'd be a little bit weird.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
I've offended a few people.
I'm sure I have too. But
I've put my foot in my mouth.
So can I talk about my new TV show?
Elementary?
Elementary.
You're so into that show. Can you turn our vocals up a little? Because they don't look like they're very loud. Oh.
That's better, isn't it?
It's not coming up on Audacity, though.
Well, how's that?
That's too loud.
No, actually, that was like a good volume.
Yeah, but look at the red meter.
Yeah, but like it shows up fine here.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to talk back here a little.
You shouldn't do that because now no one's going to hear you.
What do you mean? I think I can talk. I think this is good.
Mom, look at that. You're all the way back there and you're like.
Okay, now I'm up here.
Okay, see, that's better. And we're still little on the thing. So.
You've learned how to talk into the microphone.
Oh, I wonder where that came from. I wonder where I could have possibly gotten that habit from. Where did I develop that one from? What could have made me do that?
Okay.
Not like years of having a mother who's yelling at me nagging. Every week to speak into the microphone.
Nagging.
Where could that possibly have come from? Yeah, elementary.
Hey, let's thank people who pledged your show. In the WGXC pledge
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, thank you, people who...
Especially thank you, Anonymous from Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah, thank you, Anonymous from Plymouth.
Anonymous from Plymouth,
Massachusetts, whatever.
He later introduced himself to me at the Spotty Dog. And he was actually... Is this one of those don't talk about people without their permission things?
I think it's a bit weird to do that.
Anyway, it was so... He loved it. He's such a fan of your show, Loretta. Did you just smell that? Did you just smell a magic marker? I saw you do it. You pulled the top off and you smelled it. A red magic marker. Does it smell like cherries? Does it smell like cherries?
I'm so tired. And in art, they used to have these markers, you know, the Mr. Smelly, and it looked just like this, and I didn't read the label, and it was like the same color as the ones that smell like strawberries.
Strawberry.
It doesn't smell like strawberry.
Why are you so tired? Because you stayed up all night watching Elementary.
I literally did, because I had gotten a Natalie Dormer's part, so I couldn't.
You told me you were going to sleep at 12:45.
I did, and then I had to do homework.
Liar.
No, I told her I was going to get into bed. I told her I would be in bed by 12:50, and I was. No, I was. I stopped it in the middle of an episode.
That is probably a level of self-control that has only recently developmentally come to you. Yeah. Like, that's like one of those teenage brain development things.
Sign of maturity. Stop in the middle of an episode of Elementary. Wow. It was a long episode, though. It was like the combined season finale, and but I just got to Moriarty's part.
So Natalie Dormer showed up. You love her.
My favorite actress in
why,
the
why
world.
Why is she your favorite actress in the world?
I have no idea. I mean, she has some great quotes, and
she has asymmetrical hair. I know that about her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I just...
Whoa! I'm going to take that thing away from you. You just hurled the top of the magic marker across the studio.
Can I point out that I may be seeing Gone Girl for a third time tonight?
That's a little disturbing.
How many times did I see... I'm going to say it again. How many times did I see Star Trek when it first came out?
Okay, but the
Star
thing
Trek
is,
Into Darkness.
Gone Girl isn't like a franchise that you're really into. It's not like a Marvel movie. It's not a Star Trek movie.
That was what got me into Star Trek,
also,
remember?
Also, it's kind of a creepy movie.
Yeah, well, I'm really into that. I mean, Elementary's creepy. It's not as gory.
Elementary's not creepy.
But it's pretty creepy. I thought it was creepy. Bless you. I think Elementary's pretty creepy. It has some pretty dark scenes.
Gone Girl's a really twisted thriller about sort of this woman.
Can I remind you of a few of my other favorite movies? Under the Skin.
That was an amazing movie. I loved that movie.
It was also,
but you didn't go see it three times in 5 days.
I went to see it twice in a week, but also it was a very small franchise and it was only in one theater that was half an hour. If it were closer and, you know, in a bunch of theaters, I probably would have seen it more times.
If you had more parents to take you to movies, you'd get to go to more movies.
If I had more parents, I don't think I'd be able to take it. But
that's true.
I'm really glad having a child doesn't require three adults. That would be horrible.
Four, five. What if you had five parents?
What if, like, having a child?
What if
only
you had three mothers,
like,
and two fathers, and they were all hovering around you?
I'd just start crying. Like, I'd sit in a corner and cry. But what are another? Filth. Filth, that's another one of my favorite
movies. I started
movies.
That movie online.
You hated it, didn't
I didn't.
You?
It was too nasty.
It's. I told you, you have to get halfway through it before it starts. First, it's just like showing you all these really gross, twisted things that this cop does. And then it like, he's, you know, it's, I don't know how to describe it. He kind of like starts going insane. It's cool. It's a cool movie.
It's a good movie. I believe you. You've got great taste, Loretta.
It kind of reminded me of A Clockwork Orange, but less futuristic, and it has James McAvoy.
No, I think you've got great taste in movies. I disagree with you about Gone Girl.
You thought Gone Girl was trashy.
Trashy is still... So I have to, like, full disclosure here. We went to see Gone Girl Friday night. And I fell asleep at the crucial moment of the movie. Okay, like
she missed
not
all
just
of it.
Any point of the movie, like the point that the entire plot hinges on. I fell asleep like 5 minutes before that, and I slept through like half an hour of that movie. Did you know I was asleep?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Karen didn't. Our friend who was with us, she didn't know. She thought you were.
She didn't
awake
believe
the whole time.
I do a pretty good job of not. It's
you,
not like
you woke up for the super gory bloody scene.
I don't like loll around and snore
Mom,
or
you
anything.
You fell asleep at one time. You snored. I had to wake you up because you were snoring in a movie.
That's
I think
good.
It,
you should wake me up if I'm.
I think it was
in a
World War Z too, which is pretty hilarious.
I don't think I fell asleep in that movie.
I'm pretty sure. Was it a different one?
I kind of liked World War Z.
Oh, okay. Well, if you liked it, it means you saw the whole thing.
That's the thing. That's my total measure of whether I like a
it's
movie
so
or not.
It's so terrible. You'll
do
fall
I stay
asleep
awake?
For half of a movie, and then you'll be like, yeah, that wasn't too good of a movie.
It's because I fell asleep. It's like if it were good, it would have held my attention. It's like when I went to see the Hobbit movie.
Oh, okay. So the Avengers wasn't good?
That's different. We were sitting at home on the couch. That's different. And you Mom. Started it at 9 o'clock at night, which isn't really that late.
Yes.
Take your feet off the desk.
Yeah, sorry, I was doing that without thinking. You fall asleep during every movie, and no one should judge whether a movie is good or not based on whether you fall asleep or not.
No, I'm telling
because
you.
Because you literally fall asleep at every
I
single movie.
I do not
movie.
Fall asleep in every single movie.
What is the last movie you did not fall asleep at that I went to?
Gone Girl last night.
That doesn't count because you fell asleep.
Okay, what other movies have we seen together? We go to movies like all the time. What
yeah,
else have
we seen?
We see a
lot of movies.
I never fell asleep during Guardians of the Galaxy. I loved that movie.
That was great. That was a really good
and
movie.
We saw other ones and I was like, that was a really... You
did know, you fall asleep during The Winter Soldier?
No. Nope.
Good. Because that would have been really offended if you did.
And I didn't fall asleep in that movie where they ride the train that goes through the frozen world around the Earth.
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
That was a great
I
one.
I did not fall asleep in that movie.
Chris Evans was great in that.
I thought it was a really good movie. And
that's
so
another one of my favorite
I'm
movies.
I'm telling you, like, if I'm engaged and interested, I stay awake.
Chris Evans was in 2 out of 3 of those movies that you just listed.
That I stayed awake for.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's...
Maybe the...
He's a very attractive man. I mean, he's a huge Hollywood star, and he's attractive.
Maybe if Chris Evans...
A plus B equals C.
...played the lead in Gone Girl, you would have stayed awake for it.
I actually might have, because actually you just hit on something. I don't really like Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Did he change his expression in that movie? Think hard.
Occasionally.
Did he ever have... He just has the same expression
you
all
need
the
time.
And then here's
Mom,
what he does.
You're screaming.
Okay, here's what he does to act. He puts his fingers on his chin.
You know who was great? Rosamund Pike. She was amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You might have thought it was trashy and you might have hated her character, but you have to admit that it was good acting.
I didn't think she was that great.
Really?
Yeah, really. I didn't really think she was that great.
I thought she was amazing.
She was weird and aloof, and I just never felt like... I never felt
she
really...
She played, like, such a sinister character. She was calculating. That was, like, what her character was supposed to be, and she pulled it off
but
perfectly.
But there are bad characters that are calculating, and you're, like, riveted to them. I just didn't like it. I wasn't really a fan of the movie. It was definitely better the second time when I was awake. It was better than I thought.
You don't have that great taste in movies. You didn't like Spider-Man, so...
That was a terrible movie.
That was such a good movie.
Okay, listener poll. Who liked The Amazing Spider-Man 2 reboot?
Do you want me to text my friends?
No, because texting, like, you know, girls between the age of, like, 13 and 15 isn't fair.
Why?
Because that's a narrow demographic.
Okay, so hang on. You think I like Marvel movies because I am between the ages of 13 and 15 and female?
Okay, I'm going to start squirming here. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. All right, you got me. Okay? But I'm just saying.
Should I point out my extensive collection of Marvel shirts? How about the shoes? The Marvel shoes? Is that just because
I'm just going to tell you, 15? Loretta, I came out that I didn't like that Spider-Man and I fell asleep during that one,
yeah,
by the way.
I know. That one was long, though.
And I literally had to get out of the theater, and I went to the concession stand halfway during the movie, and this really nice woman, it was
you
at the Crandall
told
the
story
Theater.
On there before?
I have.
Yes.
Okay. Never mind.
It was a good movie. Dane DeHaan was great.
Dane DeHaan was really good. I liked him. I don't like that other guy that much.
Andrew Garfield?
No.
And you always
and I
rag on Emma Stone.
She was really good in The Help. I take it back because...
She is an incredible actress.
She
okay?
was really good in The Help. I love that.
She's
okay.
great as Gwen Stacy.
Another movie.
She is great as Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
You just don't like Gwen because she's blonde.
No, that's... I like plenty of blondes.
You judge a lot of women on how they look, and you know it's true. You cannot say that Gwen Stacy was unintelligent. She's like a scientist.
I don't believe her. I don't believe her portrayal of that character as being a scientist.
Why? Because they casted Emma Stone as her?
I just don't believe it. That's
why?
That's the measure of
Mom,
that's what I'm saying. Like if
like
I believe it,
she's super smart. That's her whole character.
Okay,
she's
I just,
like a genius. She works at Oscorp Labs.
She doesn't look like a genius, and she doesn't act like one.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't look like a genius. You are basing her on the fact that that's how she looks, which is totally unfair.
Yeah, but Loretta, the point is, if I believed her, then it would be a good. It would be better acting. I just don't believe her
yeah,
as being the things that I'm
but
being.
But that's not fair
so,
because
so
you don't believe.
Telling me that she's like a scientist, and I'm like, I don't believe it. This character is. It's like, what's her name? I don't even.
Jessica Alba. Yeah. That's actually who I was thinking of. She could play the most intelligent character in the world, and you wouldn't like her because she's still got pouty lips.
She just looks like a moron. She does not look intelligent to me.
See, that's so unfair to say. It's so unfair.
All right. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you this point. It's unfair that Jessica Alba does not look intelligent to me. And you're right, because she could be. And she just, her looks don't communicate that to me. Okay.
You know,
you're right.
People judge women on how they look, and it's totally unfair. When I showed Dad a picture of Natalie Dormer, he was like, she looks like a California blonde. And she's like one of the most intelligent people in Hollywood. She's really smart.
Okay, you know what? She looks intelligent to me.
Yeah, well, she didn't to Dad.
Well, she does to me.
Well, there you go.
By the way, another movie. I'm sorry, I made that noise.
Yeah, I was going to yell at you when we got in the car.
Another movie. Okay, I'm sorry that I made that noise.
It's on the air now.
You should sample it.
I'm not going to sample it.
What are you going to do?
Ignore it.
Okay. Another movie that I stayed awake through because I liked it. The Drop. I really liked that movie. Stayed awake.
Do you just like think British women are more intelligent? Is that your thing?
British women? Naomi Rapace. Noomi Rapace. Is she British? You she doesn't play British in that movie. She's like a girl from
Tom Hardy.
Is he British too?
Pretty sure. Neither does Hugh Dancy. And originally in Elementary, neither does Natalie Dormer. She played an American character originally, but she was just faking that.
She's British?
You didn't know that?
Natalie Dormer?
How did you not know she was British? She's like, I talk about her 24/7.
I know.
She looks British to me.
She's great.
She is great. And she's a really talented actress. She's really smart.
Okay. So, but anyway, I'm just trying to prove my point that whether I like a movie or not does have to do with whether I stay awake.
You know what else? Noomi?
Was she in Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest?
I never saw that.
Isn't that what she was in?
I don't know. Rooney Mara was the lead in that.
Oh, I'm confusing Rooney Mara with Noomi Rapace. How could I confuse those two?
I'm going to put on a song.
Are you going to play that Gil Scott-Heron song?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I played it before, but I
think you did.
I think I did. But I still love the song, so even if I did, I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
It's going to take a minute.
Just take your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just... You know what? Can you hand me that? Can you hand me that marker? I want to smell it. It does smell.
Doesn't smell like strawberries.
It smells like something.
Not strawberries.
Time to go. Me and the devil.
Nope, you're not on.
Now I'm on. That was Me and the Devil by Gil Scott Heron.
It sounded great.
It was.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Etta James was in that Flo Rida song?
You loved that song.
I loved it. I loved the way they used her vocal. That was a really nice use of Gil Scott Heron's vocal.
Hmm?
Gil Scott Heron.
What do you mean?
That was a nice use of his vocal. It's a remix, isn't it, of another?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
It would say it. I legally downloaded that song. Not to say I illegally downloaded other things.
I'm going
to
give you a blue ribbon for that.
But it would say that it was.
What's
a remix.
It say?
It says "Me and the Devil" by Gil Scott Heron on the song "I'm New Here." On the album "I'm New Here," sorry.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't have my phone right now because I left it somewhere yesterday, so I can't double check on that, but I might double check on it later. Oh my God, is it really 5:04?
Oh my God. I almost said a curse word there. I need to restrain myself more.
You said a curse word?
I almost did. I didn't though.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Holy. That'd be.
Mom.
I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was a very spirited discussion we just had about movies and actresses. And
I'm actually looking up information about Jessica Alba right now because you think she's unintelligent.
Tell me that she's a member of Mensa, like Gina Davis. Do you know what Mensa is?
No, I don't know who Gina Davis
is. It's a society for like super, super, super intelligent people. And Gina Davis. This
are you? Are you in that? Are you in that society for super intelligent people?
No. Why are you asking?
Oh, okay, so I guess you're dumb too, because you're not in the society for super smart people.
Loretta! Why are you, like, so sensitive about Jessica Alba?
Because now I like Jessica Alba, because you offended her.
I didn't offend her. She doesn't know who I am.
She is a certified scuba diver.
That doesn't speak very much to her IQ. Look up her IQ. What
you
is
can find that?
Go ahead. What is Jessica Alba's IQ?
That's so offensive.
I'm just, this is,
if there are actually search results for that, it's gonna offend me. What is Jessica Alba's IQ?
As if it's gonna be right.
Yeah, so it'll be like -3 and then I'll get insulted.
It's gonna be
actually
60.
IQ famous people. There is a website to find out what
go
famous people
go hurry there as fast as you can.
Okay, it's loading, so
IQ famous people. Are they gonna admit like low IQ famous people? Like who would you think is a low IQ famous person? A lot of famous people are really smart.
Yeah,
like Robin
people.
Williams, who
but
just
like,
died.
See,
you know he must have been like super smart, that guy.
See, I don't want to judge people based on that though. You know?
Yeah. That's true.
Like,
that's true. It's not we're not judging, we're just squandering a few moments on the radio. We're just idly okay. Gossiping about pointless things.
Whoa. Quentin Tarantino has an IQ of 160.
Whoa.
The highest IQ, Jessica Alba, 151, according to this website.
No way.
According to this website, which doesn't look professional, but still. Yeah, okay, so it's
incredible.
A list of people with really
these
low IQs.
These are all IQs. Lies. Low IQs?
Yeah. Paris Hilton. Lindsay Lohan.
Read their IQs.
Okay, well, Britney Spears is listed at 98.
Is that low?
For an adult, to have an IQ of 98. Mine was like 120. Yeah, I'd say 98 is
in
pretty... In seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay Lohan, 92.
Wow.
Oh my God. Paris Hilton, 70.
That's almost handicapped. That's almost.
Jessica Simpson is listed as having a really high IQ too, so.
It's really hard to believe.
151.
Wow.
Sharon Stone, IQ 154.
She seems very smart. Well, you're right, Loretta. You know what? You've proved your point, which is that you can't make these judgments of people. You're absolutely right.
I'm going to look up Natalie Dormer's IQ.
Come on, read more from that list. I can't believe you.
It was a pretty short list.
Oh, dang. Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, seriously.
See, you're doing it too. You're like, he doesn't seem that smart.
Okay.
Seriously? You are.
Mom, if I looked up pictures of Quentin Tarantino doing dumb things, it would be like,
yeah.
I guess I could see him being smart. I mean, he makes good movies, but like. No, I can see him being
smart. Because he writes amazing dialogue. And okay, he was very influential in the 90s. Pulp Fiction, amazing movie. He's just kind of skanky.
He's not. Yeah, he is skanky.
Okay, thank you.
Those who score 115 to 125 have intellect, which is above average. Hey, that's what I got in seventh grade. So in seventh grade,
you're,
I had an intellect
ahead
above
of the game.
Average, so. And I'm probably slightly smarter now than I was in seventh grade.
I think you are.
So maybe, yeah.
You might be up to 130. I never had an IQ test.
125 to 135, high level of intellect, and more than 135 is genius. I'm fairly sure that's
You're
incorrect.
Almost a genius, Loretta.
I am almost positive that that's not true.
I'm going to go take an IQ test just so I can know. I think we got to go to Catskill.
Famous.
Play a song. Smart. You got to put a song on and we got to go to Catskill. People. They're waiting over there All to right. do the afternoon show.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Okay, here's Son of a Gun by O-Land.
Once burned, twice shy, too much of your lightning.